Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tav Shinayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk Yud, about the famine that was in Eretz Yisrael, and Avram Avinu had to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us, Vayirov, Be'oretz, Vayilech Avram Mitzrayim. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. Avram left Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim, where there was food. And the Tanah Devei Eliyahu tells us in Perek Lamed Gimel that this is one of the nisyonos, this is one of the tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram Avinu. What was the test? What was the hardship? The hardship was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Avram to go to Eretz Yisrael after leaving his family, leaving his homeland. And now Avram Avinu had to pick up and leave. It's interesting to note that when Avram Avinu was given this nisyon, it was considered on par with all the other nisyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given Avram Avinu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram 10 tests. And we don't find anywhere in Chazal that this test was any less important and had any less relevance or magnitude than the other nisyonos. For example, we know Avram Avinu had the nisyon of the Akedah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to sacrifice his own son. The nisyon of having to send Hagar out. And we find that this nisyon seems to be equal to all the other nisyonos. Why is it that this nisayon, that this test, what about it, is so significant that it's considered one of these great tests that Avram Avinu was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To answer, we can look at the davening that we have every morning. We say in davening every morning, after the Berachas HaShachar, La'olam yehi adam yirei shamayim b'seisa u'bagali. A person, we mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that on the upcoming day we're davening in Shacharis, but la'olam, we should be zeicha, we should have the opportunity, we should live our lives to be yirei shamayim, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'seisar, privately, u'bagoli, and in public. There's another nusach that says, la'olam yehi adam yirei shamayim, b'seisar kibagoli. A person should have yirei shamayim privately, just like he has publicly. And we know this is not something which is new to us. People sometimes have a tendency to act more erlich in public than they do privately towards themselves. The second nusach of La'olam yehi adam yirei shamayim b'seisar kibagoli is very understandable. We're mispal, as we said, that we should be even, that we should not be hypocrites, that we should do things properly no matter who we're with. But the first nusach that we mentioned, La'olam yehi adam yirei shamayim b'seisar u'bagoli, the order seems to be out of order. We should say yehi adam yirei shamayim b'goli, that he should be, we should mispal that we should be erlich publicly, and then of course privately. So we should be mispal that yes, of course we yirei shamayim publicly. But that even b'seisar, even we should have the opportunity to do it privately. Why is it that we say b'seisar u'bagoli? Why is it that we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us to be erlich privately and then publicly? Perhaps we can give the following answer. The Tefillah is telling us that not only a person privately or publicly has to be erlich, but it means b'goli u'b'seisar, means that a person, even when he's going out of his comfort zone, when he's leaving his house, when he's, so to speak, going on the road, there we're espal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that bagoli, when we're not home, when we're not confined to our normal routine, that there we should have the siyata d'shmaya to continue being the erlich yidin that we expect to be, that we hope to be. Sometimes people, when they leave their homes, they go on a trip, they're not in their comfort zone, we have a tendency to maybe become lax in the things that we do when we're home. Maybe not going to a minyan, maybe not keeping a seder. No matter what it might be, each person knows where the weakness might be. So the tefillah that we're mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should have that yirei shamayim begoli, no matter where we are, even if we're not b'seisar, even if we're not home, even if we're not in the confines of our comfort zone, in our dalet amos, our home, our own shul, no matter what it might be, but we need to have that tefillah that we should be able to keep it up no matter where we are. So too with Avraham Avinu. That of course Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. But Avraham Avinu was Maisa Avisim Labanim. He was putting into us the roots of that Erlichkeit. That not only in his comfort zone where he had been in Eretz Yisrael after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go there, he was settling, he was starting to become acclimated, starting to work on his Avaida, starting to work on being Mekarav Yidin Lavinu Shebashamayim. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, Avraham Avinu, leave your comfort zone and teach your children, plant in your children this concept of keeping up that Erlichkeit, keeping up that level of Yirah Shamayim, even when you're not home, even when you're on the road, even when you're not in your comfort zone. A good Shabbos too.